This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to give you a quick heads up. First of all, we're broadcasting live from hot, sunny Los Angeles, California, and hot it was yesterday and the day before. Today it's overcast, but we're cool. It's nice and cool. As a matter of fact, it's like 67 degrees here, but we are broadcasting live. If at any time you would like to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Before we get to the topic today, I also wanted to let you know that this is, if this is the first time that you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11, John 14:6, as I just said, Acts 4:12, and the list goes on, just so you understand who our leader is, who our captain is. His name is Jesus Christ. For in America, during the Revolutionary War, the flags that were flying were appealed to heaven, and no king but King Jesus. He is our king. He will forever be our king. And we understand from Scripture clearly and through testimony, friends, by the power of the Holy One of Israel, that he is alive forevermore, and the government is upon his shoulders, and forget it not. We're going to be talking about Operation Wetback, because people need to understand in this country that the issue of illegal immigrants, I said illegal, not undocumented, they're illegal, and they're illegally entering into America through criminals that are alluring them into the United States of America, namely your said representatives. But the issue of illegal immigrants in America or in any other country can be easily resolved. Easily resolved. Now, I'm about to tell you how you easily resolve the issue of immigrants coming into the United States of America illegally. Enforce the law. That's all we have to do is go back to President Eisenhower's answer to illegal immigrants back in the 50s in America. And I'm going to be highlighting this for you during the second, third, and fourth segments of today's show on Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. What did he do? His answer to illegals coming into America, he deported them. Period. It was called Operation Wetback. I'm going to give you the answers that no one's talking about today. Again, we want to bring about the resolve. We don't want to magnify the crime against the law. We want to magnify the law against the crime, for that is how you establish justice and judgment within the gate. Amos 5, also read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment. Now, before we get over to that, friends, I want to go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Adding many contributors right now, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown is full-time pushing the plow forward and adding daily new contributors, at least thus far, to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. So we have several that are a part of the culture war in America. They're not just a bunch of paper tigers hiding behind a pencil and writing about what needs to be done. They're actually in the culture war. With that said, check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We are bringing you information that the CIA-controlled media means to omit. They don't want you to know about it. Well, they don't like the truth, friends, and they don't like the light. They would rather turn the lights out so they can hide out in darkness, at least until Judgment Day. That's how it fares, friends, by the way. Hebrews 9:27, read that when you get a moment. But the fact of the matter is we're bringing you the information that they mean to omit. First up, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have Associated Press provides for Jihad Rep Ilhan Omar as bigamy and tax fraud scandal expands. I want you to understand what's going on here, friends. I did an article some time ago, last week actually, where I highlighted the fact that for 18 years, the U.S. government and the media, hand in glove, told us for 18 years that we were under attack by the Muslims. And now we find that they are covering for the Muslims when they attack Americans. You can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Friends, you need to understand what's going on here. It's using the law against the law. And again, if you make the reference back to our forefathers who understood tyranny more than anybody did, especially during that time, you can simply go back and understand that he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Let me ask you a question. Who advocates for divide and conquer more than the left and right through the politicians and the CIA-controlled media in this country? Read Mark 3:25. Who advocates more divide and conquer? Who advocates for more of it, friends, more than corrupt politicians and those in the CIA-controlled media? Nobody does. So when we see the headlines like Associated Press provides cover for Jihad Rep Ilhan Omar, Terror Tide Rep Ilhan Omar, by the way, in giving her cover for bigamy, marrying her brother allegedly, and tax fraud scandal, and how it's expanding, why are they covering for someone that means to destroy this country? How is it, America, that you've drank the Kool-Aid to accept those that are subversive to American governments? To actually call themselves representatives, all the while knowing that they are here to be subversive to the American government in an attempt to overthrow, which is called treason. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. It's simple to read. It's simple to understand. But this is exactly what the CIA-controlled media is doing. And again, friends, I have to tell you and equate, if you take the time going back into history just a little bit and you look at how the Muslims were used by the likes of none other than Adolf Hitler as a bunch of mercenaries for doing his political opposition, well, let's put it this way, for dealing with his political opposition, he used these as mercenaries, the Muslims. And we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to the bushes. I've highlighted this several times, but it's something that you need to do your due diligence on because it's not hard to find when you find the link between the Bush crime family and that of the link between the Bushes and Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Look up Prescott Bush finances Hitler's Third Reich, and you'll see that he was indicted back in 1942, not hard to find. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Democrats, we're told, okay, Democrats, Republicans, both unconstitutional. We have a constitutional republic. But the Democrats introduce unconstitutional bill to allow shooting victims to sue gun industry. Now, keep in mind who this is coming from, friends. Your said representatives that are trying to advance an agenda to strip the American people from bearing the right to keep arms. That shall not be infringed. Read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. As again, keep in mind as I paint the picture that you might see them writing these bills out with security detail. And let me remind you, armed security detail against the people that they're supposed to serve. This all on the sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hi friends, I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. And go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that." When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Attention GCN Self-Reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Just had a little bit of a technical error there. Sorry. Folks, if you're just tuning in now, we are live broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. Today it's overcast, which is fine with me, man, because that way you can see everything. What we're doing right now, we're highlighting some of the events taking place across the United States of America right now, highlighting sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I was just talking about how the representatives within government today are introducing an unconstitutional bill to allow suing shooting victims to sue gun industry. So in other words, if I protect myself from someone that means to perpetuate a crime against me, they want to be able to sue me for protecting myself against the criminal. And again, I shared with you yesterday, if this doesn't define totalitarianism, nothing does. Friends, these are the people that love to commit the crime. They smack your face, they pull your hair, and then when the cameras get there, they decry the victim status. They play the victim. They don't have the shield, friends. They have the spear. And until people understand what's going on in their country today, they're going to learn nothing. And things are going to continuously go the direction that they're going right now, and it's not good. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks, this one bothers me to no end. But we have on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, lesbians murder 9-year-old son after cutting off his genitalia to make him transgender. They ended up stabbing him to death. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, lesbians murder their 9-year-old son after cutting off his genitalia because they wanted him to be transgender. When the Lord calls this an abomination, an abominable lifestyle, friends, look at the correlation going on in this country right now. Look at all the pedophiles that are being discovered. And look where they're being discovered, friends, in high places. I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you now. You remember the documentary that I continuously shout out that needs to be watched by my listeners. It's called Conspiracy of Silence. This has been going on in the country for a long time. Back in the 80s, Catholic Church, the priests were stealing children from the orphanage at the boys' home in Nebraska, and they were getting them hooked on drugs, and then they were sending them up into Washington, D.C., where they were sold to pedophiles in government. And, of course, they were being used to extort them, but also for their crimes against children. Also keep in mind, friends, that with that, there was a Brian Bender story that broke some time ago from the Boston Globe. We had him on the radio shortly thereafter. But an ICE investigation found out that there was over 5,000 members of the Department of Defense that were actually downloading child pornography. You need to understand that this child trafficking and this correlation going on with child trafficking, and in fact, friends, I'm glad I'm talking about that because you need to make the correlation as well, because we have in connection the two senators that were just recently killed within 2 days of each other. The connection was that they were going to bring down the law hard on pedophiles, and one of them was going to expose child trafficking in Arkansas alone. So you need to understand, again, friends, that this is happening in high places, and this is why people are dying around child trafficking. First of all, it's happening, friends, hand in glove with corporations on a scale in the United States of America who are allied with that of hell, which will be disannulled, Isaiah 28, verse 18. But do you notice they're pushing the agenda? They're attempting to normalize pedophilia. And look at all these organizations together, like Target and Macy's, and the list goes on, Disney, and these big corporations that are advancing the homosexual agenda. Well, if we go back and we look at the homosexual manifesto, it's all aimed at children. It's all aimed at men. It's all aimed at the boys. And that's all we had to do, friends, is look to none other and look no further than NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, where we look at the founder of that organization, which I guess is irrelevant in making this point. But keep in mind, NAMBLA is known for making themselves brought forth to the people of those parades, at the gay pride parades, with signs that say sex before eight, before it's too late. So this is nothing new, friends, as to what's going on here. Concerning the lesbians, as a matter of fact, we have Alfonso Rachel, who just did a video, Deja Vu, the oppressive totalitarianism of the LGBTQ movement. And by the way, for those that don't know the correlation between the agenda, the gay agenda, and Adolf Hitler's Third Reich and his SS, you might want to do yourself a favor and actually look up the book, Pink Swastika, because the SS were masculine homosexuals doing the biddings for Adolf Hitler. And it's no wonder here that we have Barack Hussein Obama, who appoints 225 homosexuals and lesbians and even transgenders to government position, and who's right on their heels, friends, the Muslims are, systematically and methodically doing the exact same things that the homosexuals do. They play the victim while they tear down the law, okay? And with that said, again, I want to just go line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what's going on here in California. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In California, friends, a college student went undercover to catch pedophiles. Guess who we nabbed, friends? a decorated cop. You know, you speak to young people, and I've seen this firsthand. So this isn't hearsay. I'm giving you firsthand experience. I remember in Minnesota, when I first got into the church, probably 22 years ago now, I remember a young girl that was from San Francisco. During Halloween, the youth pastor asked her to and all the students to draw a picture of what Halloween means to them. And she drew a picture of human sacrifice. And once we got to know her, she was a breeder in the Satanic Church. They used to impregnate her, and they would take the baby and sacrifice the baby. She was more afraid of the police than she was anybody else. She said it was the police in San Francisco that would go up and down the streets and nab the kids. This is what she told me. So when we begin to see, again, taking it to the pedophile rings, friends, and how they're being protected and how they're trying to normalize it, just look at what's going on in the United States of America. This is their end aim. Apparently, these people haven't learned from history, and neither have the people that allow these people to do the things that they do concerning the agenda that they mean to push forth. Because there was a Sodom and Gomorrah, and Scripture tells us that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Folks, these people are pushing the envelope, and they're daring the justice of God. And so are the people that sit down on their hands and do nothing concerning the crimes that they mean to bring forth against young people, namely in the public schools where they're at today. Just like I said. Now, I can hear someone saying, Bradley, why don't you quit playing the prophet? I'm not trying to play the prophet. I'm just going to the Word of God, and I'm studying history so I can tell you what's happened in the past. Because if we avoid what happened in the past, it's not going to happen here. Prevention is better than cure. And common sense comes into play, does it not? And the best way to tell the future is to look to the past. And if you look to the word history alone, who is it? His dash story. And he's the one that told us to go back to the old past in Jeremiah 6:16. And it's exactly what I'm doing today. Because quite frankly, friends, I am sick and tired of getting on the radio show every day, 6 days a week of my life over the last 17, 18 years now, telling you people the same problems over and over again. And let me ask you, especially all you do-nothings, how's it working out for you? Are things getting better or are they getting worse? No, they're getting worse, Bradley. Of course they are. Why? Because you're not doing anything. You're standing there with your hands up in the air, waiting for Jesus to rapture you from responsibility. Or many of you are just hiding behind your excuses, saying, there's nothing anybody can do about it. No, really what it comes to, friends, is there's nothing that you want to do about it. You want to call in at any time, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Britain is backing the U.S. claim that Iran is behind yesterday's attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. UK Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says his country will make its own assessment, but there's no reason not to believe the conclusion coming from the U.S. President Trump insists on Fox and Friends that Iran will not be permitted to close the Strait of Hormuz.
Well, they're not going to be closing it. It's not going to be, if it's closed, it's not going to be closed for long. And they know it. And they've been told in very strong terms. And we want to get them back to the table if they want to go back. I'm ready when they are.
A deadly police shooting has the Memphis Police Department on a precautionary high alert. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says an African-American man was shot and killed by authorities in Memphis on Wednesday when U.S. Marshals tried to arrest him for a shooting in Mississippi. After his death, protesters have been vandalizing police cars and throwing bricks at police. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Again, it's the Sons of Liberty, just going back and forth with my Top Chef friends. I appreciate you over there. Thank you for your feedback. I totally, again, appreciate you getting me thinking about things that I'm not thinking about right now. But with that said, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can jump online at any time. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to Facebook. Bradley Dean have about 750,000 followers. 711,000 are active. We appreciate you. With that said, keep in mind that God never uses a majority to prevail. He always uses a minority. And why is that? That no man should flesh, that the flesh shouldn't glory in the presence of the Lord is scripturally exactly what it says. He will be glorified one way or another in blessings or in judgments. It's up to you, America. But do what you do when you have the time to do it, rather than waiting until your country's destroyed before you figured out that you should have did what you should have did when you were told to do it, right? I didn't tell you. He told you. With that said, friends, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, double E Twitter account. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page. Check it out, friends. Also want to give a shout-out to my friend Michael Roach. Thank you for your trust. We appreciate it. On this show, we are sharing with the people what most people don't want to talk about, what the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are withholding, friends, omitting, because they want to just go along to get along and stay in their delusional world, holding fast to deceit, acting as if what's going on in this country in the majority is the answer, when in fact it is not at all. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and true is that, and we are holding to the word of God, in which the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, because the seed of the righteous is forever. Regardless of everybody's going one direction or not, we are holding to our own, warning the majority to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3:2, read it when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know at any time if you want to call in, we are set up with Comrax, 1-866. Please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Operation Wetback, friends. Operation Wetback is what it's called. I'm not making this up. President Eisenhower's answer to illegal immigrants in America. You know what he did? He enforced the law. He deported them. I mean, the issues of illegal immigrants in America or in any other country can easily be resolved by simply enforcing the law, America. Within America, it is clear that when it comes to the issue of illegal immigration, the laws are simply not being enforced, which encourages and breeds crime, and at the end of the day, anarchy and the loss of your country. The Lord said, if you forget me and my governments in enforcing my laws and my statutes unto judgment to establish righteousness within the gate, I'm going to turn that nation into hell. See, this is what we keep coming back to, friends. You have 86% of the people in this country that profess their Christianity. 86%. Can you imagine if just 3% of those that actually believed and responded to the Lord? Out of the 86% of 325.7 million people in this country, can you imagine what we could get done within a week's time if they really were Christians? I mean, you can call yourself a Christian all day long. It doesn't matter. We know you by your fruits, and so does the Lord. Going back to the point, we have illegal immigration in America because you have said representatives alluring them in on your dime illegally through allocation, friends, to something called welfare, which is unconstitutional in America. Cut off the welfare. They're not going to come in. Cut off the sanctuary cities and deal with the corrupt mayors, felons, because that's what they are. 1324 U.S. Code. Eight, they're not going to be coming into America anymore. See, what's happening, friends, is everything's being talked about. Well, they're continuously alluring them in through smoke and mirrors. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Through their dog and pony show. And what's happening? They're coming in. I just shared with you 2 days ago that over 196,000 illegal immigrants were just released back into the cities, into America, by this current administration. See, nobody wants to hear the truth because they want to just keep following their idol. Read Isaiah 30. It's not a good end for you, let me tell you. But we are where we're at today because people hold fast to deceit, and they refuse to correct themselves. And you're allowing the government to do the things that they're doing today. Their job is to restrain men from sins, friends, from transgressing God's moral law, Exodus 20, 1 John 3, 4. But what are you allowing them to do? Oh, to continuously entertain you, to tell you everything that you want, as the American people heap up teachers to itch their itching ears, to hear the things that they want to hear rather than the truth that's going to bring about the resolve. See, they want to submit themselves to the tyrant rather than to the liberator. Because the liberator, when he gives something, there's always something that goes along with it. Though grace is unmerited, it's free, yes, but it's an empowerment to do the right thing when we're born of the Spirit, period. We take revenge upon all disobedience when we repent before God for our disobedience towards him. So what's happening today concerning illegal immigration coming into America, friends, you need to understand that the immigration laws are not being enforced. That's it. That's it. Let me take you to a parable, firsthand experience. When I was in the rock and roll world, rockers and girls went hand in glove. And I remember we used to go to these clubs in Minneapolis till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And when we were done, we would go hang out at the girls' place, the rocker dudes would. And interestingly enough, we noticed the cops would walk through because they were friends with the girls too. And the cops were warning the girls to tell the drug dealers that were there amongst the rockers that they're hot, that they're being watched right now. Tell them to be careful, to lay low. Well, when you have cops breaking the law, friends, or not enforcing the law, guess what? You're breeding crime. You're adding strength to tyranny in so many different ways. What do you think is happening with the illegal immigrants coming in today? They're seeing that the government in America today is playing the devil's advocate by alluring them in. They're coming in because the government is acting in an unlawful fashion, in an illegal manner. They're acting as a bunch of outlaws today, friends. And that's why they're alluring outlaws to come into America. If they were enforcing the laws, do you think that they would be hand in glove in what's taking place today? I mean, America, do you have eyes to see? Do you not see? Do you have ears and do you not hear what's going on? No matter how much they talk, they're still coming in. No matter how many promises that this narcissistic liar called the President of the United States in this current administration, no matter how many times he promises you something, what is happening? Exactly the opposite of what he promised. Okay, but you would rather hold to your favorite politician rather than hold to your freedoms and hold to the future of your posterity, your kids, by acknowledging the truth and dealing with your favorite idol, your favorite politician, who is not enforcing immigration laws. Just had a conversation not too long ago with a constitutional attorney who has won several times at the Supreme Court. As a matter of fact, I believe he's won every case he's brought to the Supreme Court. And he said, if you're waiting for this current administration to enforce the immigration laws, he said he's not the one that's going to do it. He's sitting on his hands. That's exactly what's happening today. That's why you have illegals coming in. That's why you had 196,000 illegals dropped off into the cities of America. This is why you have thousands upon thousands coming into San Diego, in Arizona, and in Texas, on the southern border, because the laws are not being enforced. If the laws were enforced, let me tell you what, it deters crime. It doesn't encourage crime, but the illegals feel encouraged to come to America. And who's there encouraging them? Corrupt churches and corrupt government officials, as they call themselves. Okay? So the immigration laws are not being enforced. That's why you have illegals. Simply put, the government on both sides of the unconstitutional aisles, again, party affiliations, are not enforcing the immigration laws, friends. Rather, they are encouraging illegals to then break the laws by entering into America and further endangering you, the American people. And it's exactly what's happening today in all of this by design. Matter of fact, just to put a little salt on your tongue in answering maybe your objections, we have Mitch McConnell and that of Lindsey Graham floating something called a Dreamer Bill. They're continuously drafting legislation to further benefit illegal invaders. Okay? Also keep in mind Donald Trump's $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which fully funds illegals in America and without. That is one that America needs to begin to talk about. And I'm thankful for the likes of Breitbart and others that are having the internal fortitude to hold to the truth rather than to their favorite politicians in doing so. But there's very few people that are out there telling you exactly what's happening. Folks, they're being funded to come into America. And I want to tell you this, contrary to what you've been promised, your country is literally being handed off to foreigners. Read Leviticus 26, starting in 15, and also read Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15, and read to the end of both chapters. As I just highlighted, the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, which is breaking God's moral law, and maintaining order. Maintaining order is not what they're doing, which in contrast, what you are seeing is criminal politicians, again, alluring illegal immigrants into America on taxpayer dollars. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The second purpose of government is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Again, what are you seeing? You're seeing today's criminal politicians and with the complicit CIA-controlled media doing just the opposite by attempting to justify the wicked, the transgressors of the law, by how? How are they doing this systematically? By browbeating into submission the righteous, those of you of America who are on the side of the law. We're going to take a quick break talking about Operation Wetback, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Okay, so what we have here, friends, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just going back and forth with live chat. So in other words, if I'm not getting the phone calls, I've got plenty of incoming as far as commentary, thoughts, and so on and so forth, and I appreciate them. I just had someone on live chat now, friends, top chat, talking about how, you know, we're fighting Obama's migration jihad of millions of rapidly multiplying death cult members brought into the West. And I just responded simply with, it was Donald Trump that just dropped off 196,000 illegals into the cities of America, and this just last week. And I said, you have to open up your eyes. I mean, folks, 94% of you, you decry the fact that you don't believe the media, but yet who told you what you're relaying to me? The media that you declare you don't trust, you don't believe in, you're hypocrites. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. You got to open your eyes as to what's going on. We're talking about your country. We're not talking about a third world country here. The laws, the immigration laws concerning illegals into America, friends, are not being enforced. Okay? And I'm simply trying to give you the information as to President Eisenhower's answer to illegal immigrants in America was to deport them. He enforced the law. And guess what's not happening today? Again, let me say it. Immigration laws are not being enforced. It's just that simple. I just highlighted the fact during the last segment that Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham are drafting legislation to benefit illegal aliens. And, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, out of 196,000 illegals, that were let loose into the cities of America just last week by Donald Trump's administration? Did you know many of them were given work permits? See, this isn't, folks, they condemn it in the North and they justify it in the South. They justify their propaganda. And this is, again, why Jesus told us to judge men by what they do, not by what they say, Matthew 7:16. I was just highlighting the fact that the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, from breaking God's moral law. And then the second purpose is to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But again, what are you seeing today? Today's criminal politicians doing just the exact opposite, an attempt to justify the wicked, justifying the wicked, the transgressors of the law, by browbeating who? Into submission. The righteous, the good people, the good citizens of America who are on the side of the law. Who's attacking you more than corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled media? Good, lawful, and law-abiding Americans. Your government, and it's not government. This is foreign to American law, friends, what's taking place. This is criminal. And those that play the fool and align themselves with the mainstream media's narrative by browbeating American citizens, you might want to first consider that you are advertently handing your country over to them that are firstly breaking the law. You are breeding crime. If they cross into America illegally, what do you think they're going to do once they get here? And we're seeing the crimes of illegals on display 24/7 in America, and it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse until America, you take your government in control and start to do what they're leaving undone, period. Has anybody ever taken the time to see what happens when you go into Mexico illegally? You're arrested, deported, and jailed. Not in that order. You're arrested, jailed, and deported, and fined in many cases. Now, I need to end in a positive, because on the other hand, we had President Dwight Eisenhower and his answer to illegal immigrants that were here in America back in the 50s, which was dubbed Operation Wetback. And they called it was derogatory, okay? It was called Operation Wetback because many of them swam across to get into America. But that's what they called it. I didn't make it up, okay? And I'm not being defensive, neither. I'm just telling you what it was called, Operation Wetback. And what it was the U.S. immigration law enforcement campaign during the summer of 1954 that resulted in the mass deportation of Mexican nationals. 1.1 million persons, according to the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service. And did you know, friends, it only took 754 men in our military to guard our borders, to enforce the law, 750. Folks, there's 325.7 million people in this country. You know, I think maybe what we need to do is examine where our boys are, where our military is, because we know that your government, now trying to start another war, which was forecasted over 18 years ago, now it's Iran, now it's Syria. Friends, this was all forecasted by General Wesley Clark over 18 years ago, just so you know, okay? But you might want to understand that out of the 196 countries that we have, 162 have U.S. military presence. We have over 737 military camps on the globe right now. I want to ask you something, America. Did you give them authority to do that? Did you delegate the authority over to your government to police the world? Absolutely not. I know you didn't. But again, that's where it comes into play. They only do what you let them get away with. But I want to ask you the question, friends. If it took 750 men to enforce U.S. immigration laws and in deporting over 1.1 million Mexican nationals back then, we have much more than that today. So what's the problem? They want to keep talking around the issues so they can keep alluring them in and stack the cards against you until the point where you can no longer resist. Mark my words. You're being overtaken. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. This is judgment. But again, here's the answer. Operation Wetback. President Dwight Eisenhower enforced immigration laws, and he deported 1.1 million Mexican nationals. They'll most estimate and the estimates put the figure closer to 300,000. It was drafted by U.S. Attorney General Herbert Brownell, Jr., and vetted by President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Okay? Operation Wetback arose at last partly in response to a portion of the American public that had become angry at the widespread corruption among employers of sharecroppers and growers along the Mexican border and at the Border Patrol's inability to stem the influx of illegal workers. This is all by design what's going on today, friends. If you want illegals to quit coming into America, cut off welfare and enforce the immigration laws. That's it. And guess what's not being done? Those two things. They're drafting legislation as we speak, friends, to give illegals more benefits than they're already getting. They're even getting work permits, okay, to take what? Your jobs away. They'll be made the head and you'll be brought down low and you'll be made the tail. That's just what that's what the Lord says in judgment. In 1954, Attorney General Brownell forwarded the initiative that would eventually become known as Operation Wetback. Its name was derived from wetback, the offensive term for the multitude of Mexican immigrants who traversed the Rio Grande to illegally cross the border between Mexico and the United States. In 1953 alone, some 886,000 persons were seized by the U.S. government for illegally entering into the United States from Mexico. Now, I want to say something. I'm in California right now, and I've been getting negative feedback from people that I know saying, well, you know what, you need to be safe in California, this, and it's bad, and all these illegals here. You know what, for the most part, I want to tell you, people here are very cool. And I've met a lot of Mexican people that are very cool. And as long as they're here legally, man, welcome to America. To the Muslims that want to assimilate, welcome to America. But you better understand who our God is, and we enforce his laws against all crimes, regardless if you like it or not. Anybody that comes without to America, and they come here lawfully, welcome to America. Welcome to America. We're glad you're here because we're all mutts at the end of the day. We all came from somewhere, right? But the fact of the matter is we're not talking about legals here. We're talking about those that break the law to come into America. And they say they want a better life, this, that. Well, then do it right. Do it lawfully. Because I know Spanish people and Mexican people and Japanese people and Chinese people, and the list goes on, that are here legally. They want others to do the same thing. They want others to go through the same process. We don't want to breed crime in America. We want law-abiding citizens. That's how we remain free. And by the way, that is the fulfilling of the law. You wouldn't want me coming into your country illegally? Then don't do it here. But in 1953 alone, some 886,000 persons were seized by the federal government for illegally entering into the United States of America. From Mexico. The initiative focused on two primary objectives, stemming the flow of illegal and illegal Mexican workers into the United States and discouraging the employer who harbored such workers. It's a felony, by the way. The plan met with resistance from some legislators as well as from agriculture and farming groups. Yeah, that profited off the back of the illegals. But the fact of the matter is, friends, Dwight Eisenhower did it anyways, and he enforced the immigration laws to the point where he ended up deporting them. What's happening with the man that keeps saying that he wants to make America great again? This isn't how you do it.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban,
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.